How long is he going to stay in there?
Depends on what he's got planned.
And that is...
Could be anything.
Ugh, we're gonna be here forever. You know, we should really try to get in there again. He might try something stupid.
He's already done something stupid. He's in there.
Someone's going to get hurt.
We can't hear them either. I can try to fiddle with things, but who knows how long that's gonna take. I can't believe him.
Well, I'm worried about everyone else too. Have you seen any of the others? We shouldn't all be split up.
I left them. I was trying to find you and keep him away from everyone.
By hitting him?
Just once.
Really?
Well, then he tried to get away, so the second time was justified.
It doesn't matter now. They're in here with us. They got in.
Of course they are. They've been here with us the whole time. They wouldn't just abandon this place. They've been lying low, probably, waiting for the right time. Who knows why they're out now? But I don't think they're gonna hurt anyone or take them out of here. They'll just...
They'll do whatever they've done to Jake.
Drive him crazy? Look at him.
No, they didn't. No, that's not him, Jude. Or that's not just him. It's... Does that look like someone who doesn't know what's going on? That's not Jake, it's one of them. It's been that way the whole time. That has to be it. That's what Milo's trying to do.
Hold on a second. I thought they just wrapped you up. Took you to that other place. Yeah?
Maybe that's all they did at first, but I think they're past that now. They're trying to get into our world, right? What if they figured out how to do that by getting inside our heads? Using our bodies? What if they did that to Jake?
Explains why he's so creepy.
We need to get out of here. Fast. They've been here the whole time. We don't know who else they've gotten to.
We don't know if they've gotten to Milo, Trish.
They haven't. Not yet, but they will. And he's definitely not going to try and stop it. So we have to get him out of there, too.
I've been saying this the whole time. We take a ship, we get out of here, we try our chances out there trying to find some of the others. None of this hanging around the Institute. Look what that got us. Parasites, Trish. It got us body snatchers. Look at this.
You're panicking.
I am not.
Okay, listen. I'm going to go and I'm going to find us a ship. I need you to get Milo out of there and away from Jake. Can you do that?
There's really no telling how long that's gonna take.
Well, you'd better try because we don't have forever. I'm going. Maybe I'll find some of the others along the way.
You're just leaving me here?
Break through a wall or something. You'll figure it out. I'll be back soon.
You'd better not get caught.
You're worried about me.
I'm worried about alien you coming back and shooting me, yes. You're wasting time. Get out of here.
Thanks for the show of support. Good luck.
I don't need luck.
Okay. Okay. Trish, you're fine. You're gonna get yourself out of this. You and Milo. And whatever crew you can get. You're gonna get off this stupid school and somewhere safe. Maybe you'll get home. Find some adults who can actually deal with this. Get Jake locked up somewhere. Get Milo some help. Yeah, it's gonna be fine. All of this is just going to be all fine. Hello? That's fine. That's cool. I'm just gonna... Okay. Okay, brain's still here. It's all fine. Just gonna find a ship now. A nice, tiny ship for escaping the creepy school. Okay, can't be that hard. There's gotta be one around here. Somewhere. Hopefully. Okay, Jude's going to get Milo out of there and meet me here, and it's all going to be okay. No one gets possessed or anything. They'll show up so I don't have to be by myself for very long. That'll be great. I'll get out of here. It's fine. It's all... Ha! Aha! A tiny ship. Perfect. Let's see. What do we have here in this tiny ship? Oh, it's one of the new ones. Hey, ship.
Do you have clearance codes to board this vessel?
Wow. It's actually a thing. Can you...
Do you have clearance codes to board this vessel?
No.
Do you have clearance codes to board this vessel?
No.
Do you have clearance codes to board this vessel?
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Wow, they really weren't joking when they said these weren't ready yet.
Please input your destination.
So you're not going to actually need... Actually, you know what? That's great. If you could just give me a second for that destination, though.
Of course.
So, I mean, this ship actually functions, doesn't it? It's not just a prop that's gonna blow up as soon as we take off.
This vessel is currently in the process of full calibration. Voyages for purposes other than institute testing are strictly forbidden.
But everything works, doesn't it? How many people do you need to make this thing work?
This vessel does not require a human crew. Your contribution is unnecessary and unhelpful. Input destination?
I don't actually know.
A destination is required before liftoff.
I know.
Would you like to input a destination?
I know, just give me a second.
Your second has elapsed. Input destination?
I think you should shut off now. Definitely not using the cool new AI anytime soon. Lesson learned.
You're not making any sense.
I'm not sure what you want to hear, Milo. You've asked plenty of questions, and I've tried to answer them. You're not the best interrogator here.
You haven't told me anything. I need to know why you're here.
See, like that. That is a loaded question, isn't it? Why I'm here, existing at all? Why I'm here as in this particular body? Why any of us are here at all?
You know what I mean. You know. You're going around in circles on purpose.
And I'm telling you that I'm not. How would you feel settling into something like this?
I really wouldn't know.
There's too much to take in. A whole world of information that has to sync up. I've got to get used to moving. Do you know how hard moving is? Do you know how weird running is? How do you not trip over your own feet and fall all the time? How do you not get distracted by all the colors you've got going on? It's ridiculous. There's too much of everything. Don't even get me started on tastes.
You're distracted. Again, I need you to answer me.
And I'm trying to explain to you that it's a little bit more complicated than you might think. It's like learning a new language, I think. I don't think I've ever done that before. Actually, I'm pretty sure I've never done that before. So, you know what? New example. No, that works. Learning a new language. I know all these words you're saying to me right now. But grammar, that's a whole different thing. Tone, the right order, knowing all the little variables. It's a lot, right? All these things you're asking, they're too broad. They're besides the point. And if I'm hearing all that banging correctly, I think we're running out of time.
I told you, you're not getting out of here until you talk to me.
Tell that to your friend. Oh, and tell him that he really needs to work on his anger issues.
Jude is just... You know what? Jude isn't the point. You're not Jake. You're not whatever you used to be. You made something new. And now you aren't sure what's going on. I get it. Sure. But I need to know why.
We kind of figured that out about you recently, yeah?
I'm serious. What's the point of this? What do you get out of it? What do you want here?
I don't know.
How can you not know?
You said it yourself. I'm something new. I'm something that's just been created. You don't know what I am. Your friends don't know what I am. And I am still figuring it out myself. This weird little soup that's going on in here, it's a mess, okay? And all I know is that they, the rest of us, they need you back.
Wait, hold, for what?
That's not a no.
You know what? Okay, of course it's a no. I'm not going back with you.
What? So you don't want to?
Why would I want to? That's just insane. You held me prisoner for months. You made me help you. People got hurt because of me. You took away a chunk of my life. I'm probably never going to remember. I am not going back. Ever. Don't look at me like that.
You know, it's just... You want to know why, don't you?
You're just saying things now.
Why you're not me.
What does that even mean?
We've been listening to you. We, they, what part of me used to be. Ever since you got to this school, listening and watching and waiting until you knew enough to be helpful. We know everything about you. And then we had you, and you are still you. You want to know why, right?
You know what? No. I'm not listening to this right now.
So you don't need to know what it's like to be something new? Something just a little bit better than you are now? We had you for months. For forever. And you came back out just the way you used to be. All those squishy little human brain parts intact. Don't you need to know why that is?
I don't care about that, and you're done now.
Well, they're getting you back one way or another, Milo. You could get some answers, and nobody has to really get hurt over them. If you wanted.
I don't need you to tell me how to fix this. I don't need any of you to tell me how to fix this.
Look, if you've got any more questions, you'd better ask them now. Your friend's about to knock a hole through that wall. What an idiot.
Okay. You just listen here. I'm going to be completely honest with you right now because you're a joke. I don't need you. I don't need any of you. I don't need to go back, and I don't need some kind of philosophical insight into my brain from something that isn't even human anymore. I'm going to solve whatever you got out of me, and I'm going to use it to ruin you. I'm going to fix this, and you're not going to get anywhere near that idiot on the other side of the wall, or Trish, or anyone I care about, because if you do, I'm going to make it even worse for you. I don't need you, but you need me, and I get the feeling you're not going anywhere without me, so you're going to listen to me now. If you've got any more speeches about what you think I need so badly, now's the time to get them out. Go on.
Yikes.
You know what? Let's go.
If we could do a little less dragging me around. Ow. This is what I'm saying. That is my arm, and it kind of...
No, just shut up.
Milo.
Are you seriously going to burn a hole through that wall?
You seriously locked yourself in there, you absolute...
Save it. Just, where's Trish?
She went to find a ship out there. Are we going to talk about...
Absolutely not right now. Do you still have any cuffs on you?
What kind of sane person is going to have handcuffs on them?
Of course I do.
Still the weirdest thing ever.
Now, Milo, now's the reason why I carry cuffs. Right now. You're not even going to thank me, are you? Or apologize for whatever that was.
I'm sorry, okay? Now, we need to find Trish. And you're right, we need to get out of here. I've got some ideas.
I'm not really comfortable with you and Alien Boy here calling the shots.
Really don't appreciate that. Not that you care.
I said I was sorry, didn't I? Okay, you're right. Trish is right. We have to get out of here, but he's got information that can help us. And I need time to get it out of him.
Still not thrilled about the idea.
Could you just trust me for once? Please.
Fine, we'll go after her. But if he says a word, I'm hitting him again. Harder.
Deal. Okay. Trish is at the hangar, right?
Looks like she's right there.
Milo. Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm sorry, but we really don't have time. We've got to hurry out of here.
Okay. I found us a ship. It's small, but I don't think there's a lot of people left here, and some of them might have managed to get out already. Anyway, we need to hurry, and we need to hurry now. Is he coming?
Yeah, for now.
I said no to it.
And I said that I'm taking care of it. And him. Let's just go.
So, here's the thing. I found us a ship, but we need a destination. Somewhere safe. I don't even know. I don't know what to input. There's nowhere else to go.
About that.
Maybe... Sorry, what?
I have an idea.
You have a suggestion? Great. This should be great.
Just hear me out, okay?
Okay. Well, where are we going then?
All this weird alien brain stuff. Whatever's happening here, we need to know what's going on with it.
Ideally, yeah.
What do you know about it?
Do none of you take me seriously? I was saying I don't get it, but we need somebody who does.
I'd need time and a lab and...
Really wasn't talking about you.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
No, someone who's better at this. All the brain stuff. Mushy, gross, weird.
Milo's plenty weird.
Well, I know where we can find somebody else. Basically. Probably. It's a little complicated.
That's your idea? Your for sure destination? Something complicated? Seriously?
I mean, well, unless any of the rest of us have any suggestions.
Right. Trish, any suggestions?
I might.
No. It's settled then. Get us to that ship. I know where we need to go. Bright Eyes is written by Amy Meester and produced by Amy Meester, Sydney Fontaine, and Cyrus Fontaine. The voice of Trish Odessa is Sydney Fontaine. The voice of Milo Nielsen is Wyatt Hammond. The voice of Maddie Ryan is Carly Racklin. The voice of Jake Ford is Jake Romano. And the voice of Jude Brogan is Cyrus Fontaine. Original soundtrack by Cyrus Fontaine. To keep up with the cast and crew, follow us on Twitter. All links will be in the description. Finally, consider supporting us on Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, artwork, music downloads, and more. Just follow the link in the description. Special thanks to our classified level patron, Kat, and all our other patrons. To learn more about the podcast and its creators, visit us on the web at brighteyespodcast.wixsite.com/brighteyes.